has everything to do with this piece, where we really need a lot of text. All right, there's F's, T's, from Christmas, and so on, and chopped, all of those. We need lots and lots of content. Right at the beginning. Immediately. If you have a word that starts starts with a vowel. Do you say the or the?
The
eighth, right? Not the eighth, right? So the eighth day. Everybody mark that if you were one of the ones who just said the eighth. Okay, and three.
The eighth day after Christmas must be before they could suspect. I bundled up the eighth into the
eighth. We got another the eighth there. We had another eight there. Then. So if that's going to throw you, add another E on there so it looks like the. And as long as we're stopped, before, not before. That's at the middle of nine. Pick up to the last measure. The word is before, not before. A little bit like behind. Okay? Speaking, let's say you're right there from before, and then we'll get into I. And three.
Before they could suspect. I bundled up the eight pans of milking, nine pipers piping, ten ladies dancing, 11 lords a-leaping, 12 drummers drumming.
Yeah, and I think what we'll do there, instead of holding on that, we'll just cut off there, and so the person who sings, who says that line, will just say it in the rest, okay? So right, nine comes after eight. I hear a couple people going to seven for some reason on the page turn. Eight makes a milking. Nine is the next one.
Yeah, me too.
What's that?
That's how the real song goes.
Yes, that's because we're skipping through fast a lot of the verses instead of doing a separate verse for each number. All right, let's take it from I bundled up the eight. And then the nine and three.
I bundled up the eight maids of milking, nine pipers piping, ten ladies dancing, 11 lords a leaping, 12 drummers drumming.
And well, actually, da da da.
And sent them back.
One of the drummers.
And send them back home.
to second measure, that's four calling birds. Just try it on out to be under the tempo, this is just for notes. One, two, three. Than just So G flat is the same as F sharp. and that will help you
to
think about
this. But you don't want to have this spoken song.
No. That happens earlier in the piece. We've talked about that on page 7 for the altos and sopranos. So yeah, it's just a helping note there for you. Let's take, but that's a good question. At the bottom of 10, please. Let's take that again. As we're reading, see if we can also add in, because the tempo is fairly slow and the rhythm is not super tricky. See if you can add in some of the beautiful hairpin crescendo and decrescendi that are written there for you. Okay, right on 111. 1, 2, and.
Thank you.
extra beat in there, more, one more beat than you think, okay? Same thing again, tenor bass, please, top of 11. One, two.
In dreams.
two and a one and a two and a bring, and you're right back in, okay? It's a little bit under the tempo. Our tempo primo goes a little faster than that. But we're reading, let's just take it at that.
Just hearing top of page 12, altos, I heard it, and I know it's just, we're getting to know, but I play a B flat on beat two, and then we sing in at the top of 12. So don't be tempted to come in on beat two because you hear your note. That's actually good, because everybody's singing unison, but I heard it with the altos, so just...
Yeah, and the other thing that happens when we turn the page is we need to make sure that we know that the cutoff for dreams is happening on that downbeat. Because we've had all this section where we're holding and carrying and holding and carrying, but there's a cutoff that's happening just as you turn the page. You might want to write yourself a note at the bottom of 11. Is that the place you mean, Mike, in 130,
yeah.
Or were you talking about
it's
in, 130. In the end of that?
I just heard somebody come in on
coming
two,
too soon.
And because I play the B flat, you're going to hear it and sing it.
Yeah, so. Good. Thank you for that. All right, let's go. Let's just sing our last at the top of 12. And then we're going to get into the new tempo and read a bit in the old tempo. 1, 2. Really and truly 143 and be aware that you're in unison there, basses and tenors. Good. Can we go back with everybody at 143? And sopranos, I was noticing if you're just saying it, but make sure that you're making the space before that. If you try to just kind of get, you know, do it last minute, you get, but do it. Okay? So make the space ahead of time. You'll have plenty of time to breathe there between cradle, run, and make that space. Here we go.
Do we need tenors that are on the page joints? Is that being natural to be flat?
That entrance, you're not quite just back up sound there. It's got its own interest. So it's got its own rhythmic interest, and I really want to hear that come out. That might also mean tenor, soprano, listen for that. I don't need you to make this big, huge, dramatic decrescendo, but be listening for their entrance and make sure you can hear it. Here we go, once again, 143, one and a two, go.
Thank you.
to guarantee. And I'm always going to do it the same. You know, one audience might be eating up the schmaltz, right? And another audience might be tapping their toe. It will move through it more quickly. Or the spirit moves one way or the other. But I can definitely tell you that at the top, here's a couple things I can definitely tell you. At the top seven, on those merry eighth notes that look like they just go right in time after the railroad tracks, they won't go right in time. I'm going to hold on those. I don't know whether I'll hold each of them the same or whether I'll hold one longer or I don't know. I can't tell you that. Christmas to you, there's no breath. That's right before circle nine, right? No breath in there. So from Merry Christmas to you, there's no breath in there. Right? At nine, you're on ooh instead of a hum, and then you have railroad tracks. One thing I'm doing differently than the way it looks is I'm taking my water bottle around the floor.
Just for change.
At the very end, you have Merry, Merry Christmas. I am making a break there to you. So there will be a break that is not written in your score from the last Christmas into two.
Question. Answer. Written in my score, and I don't know if you're keeping that, they have Christ, Ma, Stew.
Those are not our markings.
You guys yeah.
That you want to take out because that's exactly opposite to what I just said. Christmas to you.
On seven, you directed a fermata. Are we putting a fermata here? Circle seven.
On ways where the fermata is written or
no,
on Mary?
Circle seven on page six.
Oh, page seven. Yes. Yeah. So when we finish that, there'll be kind of a cutoff right at where the circle seven is, and you come in, that will definitely be helpful.
Your home?
Yes. That is not already written in your score?
No.
One, two, three, four, and.
No, just it's out of time.
So it's going to be.
So,
that's what got me, because that was a cutoff.
It's saying, really knows how to. One, two, three, four, and. Yeah, so the four would just be let go and then three, four.
We're putting right there. That's the.
Okay, all right.
So the
and
still
looks? Not really holding it. No, and. The word and is what we're holding. Yeah. At circle seven.
What
is
it?
Oh, yes. I
misunderstood
your question.
You said something. No.
Absolutely not. The fermata that I'm adding is on the word and. And it will be kind of out of tempo. So we'll end the phrase and then we have a new attack that has a fermata. Does that make sense? Let's see how that works. C4 maybe at the top of page 6 where it says circle 3, but you cross that out and made that into circle 6, right?
Yes.
So right on that hum, that's the last measure, top 6, right on your hum, because your humming is turned into move here. 3, 4. Once again, right after circle six, and. in tempo.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right,
so
we'll just do it.
I think if you watch, I hope it's the sopranos who have a little bit of a retard on their eighth note. So yes, I'm probably looking at them, but I'm still giving you a two. I think we'll check on that. Let's back up a little bit. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you, at the end of this, the end of the piece, is it second soprano part? Is it the E, D, up to A? Is that the second soprano?
Yes, E, D, A. And all altos are on, all the altos are on D flat, C, and you hold.
No, we hold the A's.
Oh, you hold.
We go to the A.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, they're doing this.
Well, second sopranos, even though, go with the altos on the A.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I'll have just the first up on the.
So the altos are going just the
C to the A.
Yes.
See, altos go D flat, C, A. Second sopranos go E, D, A. First sopranos do G, F, F, and then the rest of it. Everybody clear? Let's see what that, make sure we have that. And altos, two, U, and then to the last measure. And three, two. Everybody clear on that? Sure. Let's back up a little bit to, let's go to the bottom of four. Everybody knows some mistletoe. And some mistletoe. If you're a soprano. But yeah, let's start it at three, at circle three with the sopranos coming into that, and everybody coming in at the bottom of that thing. One, two. Thank you.